Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
From their awkward middle school years to founding Betches and beyond, get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen Drexler.
I'm Sammy Sage.
And I'm Jordana Abraham. And we're the founders of Betches Media.
Okay, we have to put a caveat before before we continue with our intro. Jordana, what happened?
She can't say Betches. Can't say Betches. So I got lingual braces in yesterday. It's kind of fucked up that they...
What are they called specifically?
They're called breezy braces. They're lingual braces. So they're braces that go behind your teeth. So you get a temporary lisp from speaking with them. And the best part about it is that when I tell someone, they immediately start laughing hysterically.
you already told me I'm still laughing hysterically.
So yeah, I have a newfound appreciation for my life before this.
No, there's nothing wrong with a lisp. It's just funny.
You sound cute.
It's endearing. It's just funny because like you just happened to get the line of welcome to Betches Media with yes. That's why I started laughing and I was like, you're going to start laughing right now too.
And I feel a little self-conscious about it, but you know what? We could have postponed this recording, but I was like, fuck it. This is real. In the spirit of vulnerability, here I am. Despite you laughing at everything I'm saying, I'm just going to keep going.
Sorry.
And Mike laughs at everything I say too. So it's great. I'm really funny these days. I guess I'm just internalizing that.
Okay,
I'm gonna use
we're not laughing at you at all.
Situation.
It's just like a very like curb situation.
Yeah, it is.
Like you sound great, and it sounds great. That's not the funny part. It's just the fact that it's happening is funny.
Yeah, like the curbness of it. Yeah. Okay. Aileen, I think it's your turn to read along.
Okay. We're already on our fourth episode of the season after returning as the permanent co-hosts of At Betches podcast.
Last week, we talked about how Betches was formed and what the first few years of the company's existence was like.
In this episode, we're going to talk about our first few years out of college and what it was like living in New York City, in our early 20s. All right, let's get started. So, Where was everybody living after college? I mean, I know, but I'm just asking for the sake of this.
Right, we're painting a picture. It took me like 2 years to move out of Roslyn. And then I moved to a little studio walk up on the Upper East Side that was really cute. And I was into it. And it was incredibly small. But Aileen lived 4 blocks away from me.
You both had very cute Upper East Side studios.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They were we really decorated them like as if we were, you know,
oh my God,
decorators.
We were so like, oh, here, let's buy these like stupid trinkets from One King's Lane as if we could afford them.
Jets to art, Aileen.
But you in your background right now, Sammy, you have that vase I gave you.
Yeah.
That gold one, which I'm surprised you still have.
It's an investment piece.
But yeah, that apartment. That was a lot. I had like that mini fridge, like the fake small fridge, you know. Yeah. I once battled a dead cockroach. I battled it for 1 hour until I realized it was dead the whole time. it was just a lot of ups and downs in that apartment. Oh, also I had a gas leak and I ran out of the apartment holding my computer.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And then you moved after that.
And then I got out of my lease because I'll tell really quick story. I called the gas leak. It was in my apartment. I called 911 and I smelled gas and I was like, what do? Do I call the firefighters? And I called my dad, obviously, as you do in your 20s. And he was like, get the fuck out of that apartment if you smell gas. I grabbed my Chanel bag and my laptop with like had all of my like Betches files. And I just in my like pajamas, I ran downstairs and the firefighters showed up and then they told me everything was good. They said it was fine. My super said everything was fine. But I go upstairs. the next day, I'm like, it still smells like gas. This is not fixed. And I was right. It wasn't. And I got out of that lease. I almost fucking died. Anyway.
Where did you live after the gas was still going?
Where did I go? Oh, I moved in with a friend, with a roommate.
Yes. And I lived with our other friend, Ariel. Hi, Ariel. In Murray Hill, the place to be for a 22-year-old post-grad, I would say. And we lived together. I had the fake room with the fake wall that went up like 3/4 of the way. And
you once had your laundry stolen.
Oh, we once had someone break in and like steal our dirty laundry, but not steal any of our valuables. It was a Halloween night and we never locked our door. That was like our thing. We were so fun.
It was such a post. It's such a post college mentality.
Well, we never locked our door in college, and then I did. Oh, I never locked our door in college.
In college, we never locked our door because, like, we would go to the bars and then we would tell people like to come over for after hours before we even got there. So that by the time we got there, this is extremely safe. So that by the time we got there, there was like a party still happening at our apartment, and we were just like, "Hey guys, it was pretty great."
We were incredibly risk averse people.
It was weirder to not know the code to get into our building that we gave out to everyone than it was to know it. Gave it out to so many people.
We practice better personal safety now.
Definitely.
Yes. Well, post-burglary, I definitely did.
What was Murray Hill life like? Like, is it the stereotype?
It definitely is. But, like, I like that. I mean, I liked it. Also, like, I feel like I had a lot. We had so much fun in college. I was like, yeah, let's do all the things that are, like, kind of like still being in college, being around all the same people. It felt like the transition period between after college and, like, doing that. Like, once you moved out of Murray Hill, that was like you were really becoming an adult.
Right.
That's true. But what if you never lived there? Like us.
If you never lived there, then you're still a child. If you've never been to I'm trying to think, what was the bar?
Lawrence Towers. Oh.
That was where
Windsor
I lived.
Court.
Windsor Court. Or like if you've never been to the Brother Jimmy's in Murray Hill, then you would. I don't know if you can call yourself a full
millennial.
Yeah,
maybe that's for the better.
What was our social life like? We were just kind of extending college the same way, right?
Yeah, like, but unhappily, I remember like not loving that. Like, I remember just being like so lost at that, like just mentally, like
totally
at that time, like being so not content, and like the only fun was like the pregame and like the first 15 minutes of being out somewhere, and everything was just sort of like, and when we were working, it wasn't like we had such like a clear goal necessarily when we were working either. So like I remember this as like quite a lost time for myself.
I agree. I feel like those first few years after college were like, we went from like, I thought I knew everything. And like, I feel like we were pretty confident that we knew exactly how the world worked. Like, you're like, yes, got this. And then to, oh, wow. Like, you don't know anything. You don't have any money. You don't have any money. Yeah. You don't know anything. And you have no idea what's going to happen to you.
Literally. It was like, it was like a real reality check, like a slap in the face.
It's funny because the show Girls came out like right around then. And it was like, I mean, we were like a little, we weren't like Greenpoint girls, I would say, but
no,
Murray Hill.
Definitely,
but
relatability.
Same generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, no matter if you're from Brooklyn or from Murray Hill, you deal with the same sort of struggles, I think. I mean, not really, because some people have, you know, obviously they're, you know, different struggles than others, but I think like there is a post-college readjustment period that is like really destabilizing as you realize how hard life actually is and how much of it you spend like really trying to figure things out. And I don't know, I feel like it took like a bunch of time.
It took also a lot of time to like know who you are, like who we were as people. Like you said, we were lost. Like, I agree. I felt that way even more so in college. I think afterwards, living alone, I thought that is where I kind of learned a little bit about who I am, just because, you know, when you're alone, everything you do is based on the decisions you make and versus like living with your parents or living with your roommates. So I felt like I grew up a little bit, but I still, the looking back, like still had no idea who I was at that time. And it's pretty amazing to like, also like Jordana, you said, we thought we knew everything,
right?
which is crazy.
I feel like it became apparent within the first year of being out of college that actually we didn't know anything. Like it hit hard. Like that September.
Well, it's funny. I remember like the things that we thought were like going to be the things that were going to make us like, we were going to like make, like there were the signs of like the markers of us like being able to make it. We're like not really at all. Like I remember we went to that premiere of
Young Adult.
And that was like very cool. And we thought it was like, okay, we're next to Us Weekly on the red carpet with a paper sign. And like, we know what we are doing like before we go home to our parents'
homes. Yeah.
Like we are like competent adults. Like
that was really fun. Also the irony, or I don't know if it's the word is right, but the movie is Young Adult. And it was literally about how like this Charlize Theron is a not matured person. So it was very fitting.
Yeah. Like if you don't figure that out, that's kind of like what you,
exactly
where you end up.
And I remember we were talking to that company and they were going to give us like an exclusive clip. And I remember telling like my dad, I'm like, Dad, they're going to give us an exclusive clip to put on BetchesLoveThisSite.com. Like all the people are going to be flooding to the website. We're going to make so much money. Like you don't even understand. You were like, okay.
It's hilarious.
Like I really thought that was going to be like what was going to
make
it
right,
but it also it was a sentimental moment. We kept those like press necklaces, and it even though like we laugh about it now, it was a cool feeling to be there. But that's like definitely what we thought.
It's like you can't pay your rent like exclusive Young Adult clips. Which is like something that was hard to learn.
Or that like so many people were going to want to go to the website because of that clip, like, which was, I don't know why, what made me think that. Maybe they pitched it to us like that, but.
Yeah, I feel like we just did not get it like at all.
But that's
for a
okay.
Long time.
Yeah.
I think it's like sweet, the naivete.
I'm actually, like, I feel like I've laughed so much today, just generally even seeing like.
It's mostly because of my list.
No, I'm
word exclusive was a good one.
Well, I remember also like living in our parents' houses, and I remember my mom being like, you are waking up very late for someone who was starting this business. I was like, you don't understand, Mom. Like all the people we're talking to are in LA and they don't get up and like on our time it's like noon.
You know what's so funny, because when you like you talk about the way that you what you said to your mom and your dad, it does feel very girls-esque, like very what's her name?
Hannah Horvath.
Hannah Horvath. Yeah. Like
right. I'm the voice of a generation.
Your voice of my generation.
Oh my gosh.
A generation. That was so good. She's a great writer.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Okay. Do you have any like funny memories with like friends or guys or anything from that time? I'm trying to think of some, but do you guys have any?
I met a guy at Westway. Do you remember Westway?
Yes. Westway was so funny.
Is it still open?
No.
Well, I mean, not now, obviously. I don't think it would have been.
No, I feel like it was open. Like,
it's before. Is that the one in Soho?
It's the one that I have no idea where it is. It's the one that feels sort of like almost Studio 54-esque. Like it's
Before you go into your story, isn't it strange to see the city as an adult versus what as you were as a kid or younger, like the places that you went. And then when you pass by them as like a sober adult, you see and like, holy shit, this was like the Headless Horseman, like this place.
Right. You when know, you see like, them sober.
Or Sidebar or like all those places that, you know, I have a memory of one of our friends just being so drunk at Sidebar that like we had, like she was just like, I had to get her in a vestibule of like, it was just crazy.
Was it me?
No. But it's just, isn't that a funny part of Manhattan? Like yes. You see it in a different way. I even remember
that place. Yeah. Yes. I know that feeling very well.
It is weird when you see places you were like a different person when you were there.
Exactly. Okay, Jordana. So you were going out with a guy in Westway.
So I met a guy at Westway. He was in my phone. It's Danny Westway. and then we were going to go on a date, but I had been babysitting in the Upper West Side because I was babysitting for some extra money before we were making any money. And so I was walking back from the Upper West Side to save the $2 from the subway to get back to Murray Hill. And I'm like texting and I'm like listening to very soothing music and I'm texting and I'm looking at my phone, obviously. And I walk straight into one of those trees on the sidewalk. And I didn't even know there were trees like in Manhattan. Like I didn't even think of that as a thing, but I had walked directly into it and like fallen back, like ricocheted off the tree.
Did he see you?
No, this was like before the date. It was like I was walking home and I was just on like, but like other people on the street were like stopping to like ask me if I was okay.
That's nice of them.
So I get up and I like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm also like listening to the most soothing music while I walk into this tree, like slam my head into the street. So there's, I get home. I'm like in a decent amount of pain. And I look in the mirror and I have this like country shaped like scar on my head from walking into this tree. It's like now like on permanently on my head. And I was not sure if I should go on the date, but I did.
How'd it go?
How was the date? Well, she didn't marry him. So.
Well, I didn't marry him. I think he was just looking to hook up, which I think I did, but I probably wanted to date him.
As
guys that you meet at 2 a.m. at Westway do.
You've definitely walked into other things, though, like the stop sign in Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
What did you say? You were telling like, some guy. You were telling off some guy. Like you're like, I may look.
I said I may dress like a slut, but I'm actually really smart. And I turn around. I walk directly into a street sign. And all of my friends were laughing, including him.
I don't think I was there. I don't think I saw that.
You were yeah. Probably still inside.
I was inside
out
like,
later than me.
Yeah, I always stayed out late, and I remember that night specifically because my digital camera fell into a trash can and I like dove into it.
Oh my God.
Did you have any good pictures of it?
And Alexa says like, I turn around and I just see Aileen's legs like out the trash can.
Oh my God. Like in Mean Girls.
Like I'm like the wizard, like from, I'm a witch from what's that show? Wizard of Oz movie. Just the legs outside of a garbage can. But yeah, the digital camera was the best. Okay, so Tinder started when we were 2012. It was 2012.
Yeah.
I remember that day. It was a pivotal day. Like I remember it to a T. I was out to brunch with a bunch of friends, like Ariel, aforementioned friend, some of her college friends. We were at the Smith. And someone was like, hey, have you heard of this app where you just like find people like guys and we were like, what? And we all downloaded and everybody just started swiping at the table. And
then we went home
and we're swiping and swiping and swiping. And I was so glued to it. I was like, this is so exciting. I remember I was driving back to Roslyn and I was like, when I was going through the toll booth, I was like swiping. Like, I remember so specifically that day and how even like staying in bed, just being like, oh, guys are texting me. This is crazy. Obviously me boy crazy was like glued to her phone.
Also, what was really fun about Tinder in the beginning was like, if you saw someone that you knew on Tinder, that was like incredibly exciting at the time.
Yeah. It was like a game.
Yeah.
It grew like wildfire.
You know, what's funny is that like, I feel like in the beginning though, it was like not cool to meet someone on a dating app. And like, for a while, but like now it's just like,
the normal.
I mean, that's like, I don't think it's uncool at all. It's just like very standard.
Yeah. It almost feels like the standard way.
It's uncool to have met your partner like I have on JDate on a literal desktop computer. which is what Rusty and I did. But I did do like the apps. But yeah, we met in 2014. So like I literally was using my web browser to find a boyfriend.
Are young people still on JDate or like
Match.com? Like on JSwipe. They're on JSwipe.
Right.
I always felt like JDate, the reason why I liked it was because like I felt like people were more serious, knowing that like I was swiping when I was peeing.
You have to pay.
Yeah, and you have to pay for it. Like the casualness of just swiping and just doing it, and it still kind of applies now with a lot of apps, is that I felt like that was like just more serious. And I definitely got some weird dates out of it for sure. But I also met Rusty.
It's hard to tell like what's a meaningful swipe and what's not. Like who's swiping on the toilet or not? It doesn't matter if they're on the toilet, but who's swiping for love? Yeah, no, that's exactly. Yeah. In the dating, right. That's the problem. That's like, you might be really serious about your swipe, but who knows?
Well, the key is to learn how to be a smart, like, you know, how to like weed out people early, I think.
Right. How do you? Should we tell people to listen to You Up to find out.
You should listen to You Up to find out, but there's a lot of signs that someone's just looking to hook up with you.
What's the number one sign?
A number one sign is that their first message to you is something about your appearance.
That's a good sign.
Telling you look hot. It's like, that's where their head's at.
Which, interesting. I mean,
even if that's where their head's at, usually someone that you want to date, that's looking to date you, will be like pretending that's not where their head's at.
Right. What's another one? Give us another one.
If they're talking to you for a while, but they're not making a date, they're looking to like message you late night, that'll show you that they're not really looking for a date.
They're just looking to hooks.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is cool if that's what you're into. Yeah. Also
very cool.
You're entitled to hooks.
All right. So what would be something like maybe we would do differently in our early 20s? Do you have any regrets?
Like probably the first time I got engaged, maybe.
Oh shit.
I don't think the audience really knows all about this, but you should.
Well, I wiped it from my Instagram, obviously.
Wait, this is a big story actually. And I can't believe I kind of forgot about it, but we should definitely talk. Yeah. I mean, you're married to another man now.
We should
definitely talk. It's actually pretty amazing how easy you can like sort of forget big chunks of your life, right?
Right.
It's pretty and then the things that you do remember might feel so vivid, like the day Tinder started. It's just kind of like,
I'm sure Sammy remembers her first engagement better than we do.
I'm sure Sammy does. Right. Okay, fine. I don't remember the day Sammy joined Tinder. You're right. Okay, so Sammy, let's save that for next week.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bass. I love my Base. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about, having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Base allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Base has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Base has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Base has your personal items covered. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches. Weddings are all about the bride and groom, but we all know they're a chance to look your best too. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though suits start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be the best dressed guest with Indochino. Order your custom suits now and be ready for wedding season. Design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, and more. Get a bespoke look without the premium price tag. Suits starting at $499 and fitted shirts at just $89. You can get a tailored fit from home by setting up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Or opt for a premium in-person experience. Book an appointment at a showroom near you and let an Indochino style guide walk you through every step. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code BETCHES to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code BETCHES.
Let's do an email.
Let's do it. Okay. I'm not going to read it for the obvious reasons.
Okay. Now it's time for the Dear Betches listener email of the week, brought to you by Affirm. Shopping is a lot less stressful when you've got Affirm on your side. With no late fees or hidden charges, Affirm tells you exactly how much you'll owe and when you'll be done paying, so you can make the perfect purchase today with no gotchas tomorrow. So the subject of our email this week is about picking up and moving to a big city when you don't know anyone there.
You can submit your questions to podcast@betches.com. Sammy, do you want to read this email?
Hi, Betches. Longtime listener since the Betch Slap days, so it's great to hear all three of you back together again. Anyway, you asked for email submissions, so I thought I'd send one in about my current predicament and see if you could help. I'm 26 and still living in my hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I've lived here my whole life and even went to college at U of M, so I've never really lived anywhere else. After college, I moved back in with my parents for a couple of years and then finally found a place with my current roommates. 2 years ago, I met my now boyfriend and we were thinking about moving in together during the pandemic, but have been waiting for the lease to end this year. In the meantime, he got an amazing offer for a new position at his company's headquarters in New York City starting this summer. I was thrilled when he asked me to come with him, but I'm also terrified of the prospect of having no job, no friends, and no life in a new location. I basically lived in the same neighborhood my whole life, so it would be a major change for me to pick up and move to NYC. But I also don't want to lose him, and the idea of living in New York has always appealed to me. Sex and the City is my all-time favorite show, after all. So here's my question. Where do I even start? I've already started looking for jobs and I've gotten a few promising responses, so I'm not as worried about that part. But what about the other stuff? How does somebody even move to a new city? Where should I live and how do I find an apartment? How do you even get groceries or get around? Is the subway as dangerous as everyone says? And more importantly, how do I make new friends? I'm leaving everything behind and any advice would help. Thanks so much and keep up the good work. Sincerely, new in the city, Betch. Do you feel like this girl like wants us to be like, you could be our friend?
I hope not. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm moving to the suburbs, so it's too late.
Okay. Some of these are technical questions.
Yeah. The subway isn't dangerous.
Well, first of all, I would say definitely go. Cause like, this sounds like a good adventure. You don't have anything to lose, really. You can always go home. And like, you know, I wish I lived somewhere else besides New York for a little bit so that I could like come home You know what I mean? Yeah. And no, either way, because I've only really lived here. So I would say first up, I get it would be totally scary, but she's got this boyfriend and yeah. at least she has someone like to,
definitely
to be there with. And like, I think it's really important to put yourself in uncomfortable situations because even if they don't work out, you'll learn a lot about yourself from them. So I think she should definitely go. Do you guys agree?
Oh yeah. That's like not even a question. I feel like it's not as scary, I think, as it's definitely hard, but like it's not that crazy. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I could see why the city might feel very overwhelming. It's huge. The buildings are big. It's slightly dirty.
You need an apartment.
I could see why it's daunting. It's scary. New York City like has this reputation of like kind of not being the nicest, most welcoming place. Like New Yorkers in their sunglasses, dressed all black, like saying "fuck you." I could see why it feels scary, but I really think it's actually not that scary. You will find your like community when you move there. And does she say she's working in New York?
Well, so she is trying to get a job. I would first try to make friends with the people at your job. Maybe your boyfriend at his job will have friends from there. Maybe he has like women in his office you could become friends with, or maybe guys in his office also have partner. Like, who knows? Like, I think as long as you start with connections, which often starts with work, or maybe you like know, maybe you have a friend who knows someone there who also moved there who you don't realize, and maybe you want to connect. I mean, I think it's like with making friends in a new place, it's a lot of trial and error because the chances are you're not going to like click with the first person you encounter. So you have to like say yes to a lot of like shitty coffee dates probably, or drinks that, you know, might be fun, might go nowhere. It's like dating, but for friends. And the truth is you don't need like that many friends. You don't need like 10 friends. You really only need like a few really good friends that you like a lot, I think, to then like really get started and have,
it's
like
also, you know, okay if it doesn't happen right away. I feel like a lot of people put pressure on themselves to make friends fast. And like just making one good friend in your first long period of time is like totally enough and okay. Then maybe you'll meet somebody else. And the you would definitely have to, there's a difference between putting yourself out there versus forcing it. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, let's cover some of these logistical questions. Like, how do you even get groceries? You walk to the grocery store. You get the groceries because guess what? There's shit. There's resources of food and like every corner of where you live, basically. Like, you can get groceries at CVS, really.
Here's the thing about New York. Like, all the things that you're asking logistically, those are probably easier than wherever you're coming from, because New York has everything and it can be delivered on demand. Like, you could get groceries delivered like through Instacart. Like, there's so many, like, those questions are the easiest questions. Like,
right.
Because ultimately everything's available to you here. There's so many things to do. It's not like, how am I going to keep myself occupied? Like, there's plenty of things to do.
The city has a pretty, pretty good infrastructure. There's like 8 million people here. They've already figured it out.
Right. Like the subway, you will figure it out. Like, you really will. I promise. Where should you live and how do you find an apartment? Where do you live? I can't tell you that because I don't know like what kind of vibe you want, what your budget is, where it was close to work. But the way you find an apartment is by looking on streeteasy.com.
Literally.
And looking at like the neighborhood you want.
And ask people that you might know who live in the city, or friends of friends who live in the city, to get sort of a down low of the different neighborhoods.
You could probably even Google like, what are the different neighborhoods like in New York City, and read all different things, and you'll get a vibe. Like, research it the way you'd research maybe like where to go on vacation. You know,
there might also be some good Facebook groups for people.
Totally.
So check that out. But good luck. I think the friend thing is probably, finding a job is the hardest. Finding friends is the hardest. Everything else you'll figure out. And you have your boyfriend with you, so you'll be good.
You're not alone.
We promise. Good luck.
Thanks again to New in the City, Betch. We hope you found that helpful. But if you were looking for really good advice, try Affirm the next time you go shopping. With Affirm, you can pay over time at thousands of stores like The RealReal, David Yurman, Adidas, Alice + Olivia, StockX, Rebag, Dyson Hair, and more. Whether you're shopping for one big ticket item or a few wishlist purchases, Affirm gives you a smarter and more transparent alternative to your credit card. Visit Affirm.com/Betches to shop the latest in electronics, fashion, and more. Then pick the payment plan that works best for you. Aileen, we know by now that you've used Affirm to purchase your Peloton, right?
Yeah, I did. And it was so easy to use. I know exactly how much I owe and when I'll be done paying. You should definitely try Affirm for yourself. So head to Affirm.com/Betches to get started today. That's Affirm.com/Betches or download the free Affirm app for eligible customers only.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more. Many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Now we're going to play a game called Betch in the City. It's a never have I ever style game all about the most common and cliche things people are known to do when they come to New York.
For those of you who've never played Never Have I Ever, here is how it works. We'll take turns sharing something we've never done that we think most people have done. Then if you've done that thing, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end is the most experienced New Yorker.
Interesting. So our favorite game maker, Dana, had us compile a list of things we've never done. And she even sent in one of her own to help us get started. She said, never have I ever used a promoter or finance bro to get bottle service.
We get a point if we've done it.
Yeah.
We've definitely done that.
Yeah, we've done it. Okay, so we all get a point. Okay, so I'll do the first one. Never have I ever taken a picture in front of the Friends building or Carrie Bradshaw's apartment.
Oh, I've done that. Obviously. Okay, I love Friends.
You get a point.
Have you done it, Jordana?
No, I haven't done that.
Me either.
I haven't seen Carrie Bradshaw's apartment or taken a picture.
You probably walked by it.
I've taken a picture of the Friends building.
Okay, so you have 2 points and Jordana and I have 1 point.
Okay. Never have I ever given a fake number to someone at a bar.
Like, definitely.
I have not done that.
Hey, Aileen. This is the most experienced person. Three.
Like 100%. I think it's funny.
Aileen, tell the story.
I really don't have like a specific story. I probably like some guy was like, oh, hey, can I get your number? And I was probably like, yeah, sure. Cause I wanted to stop talking to them, but I wanted to stay at the bar. So I just gave him like probably like Ariel's number. I don't know whose number. I definitely gave him a fake number, but it, okay. at the time they weren't like, here, let me text you to make sure it's real. You know, I just like left right after that.
Okay. Okay. So you have 3 and Jordan and I have 0-1.
Okay. Never have I ever been to see Hamilton in person.
I have. So we have 2 each.
You bitches. I bought Hamilton tickets for Rusty's surprise, but I have felt very, very confident that he can go because it wasn't, we have a shared calendar and it was a free weekend. And then I present them to him and I was so excited. And he's like, oh shit, I have his friend's bachelor party. And I'm like, I never let him forget that. I had to sell the tickets.
It's very upsetting.
So I just saw Hamilton for the first time when it was on Disney Plus, like this summer. And I can't stop singing it. So yeah, well, good.
At least you saw the one with Lin-Manuel Miranda. I didn't see one with him in it. No, it's too late.
I really liked it on the screen because you can see the actors. Otherwise, I would have been really far.
It's almost better, I think, on the screen.
Anyway.
Okay.
I have 3 points. You guys have 2. Okay.
Okay. Never have I ever gone to the top of the Empire State Building and or 30 Rock.
I haven't done that either.
I don't think I've gone to all the way to the top.
We've all never gone
to the top of 30 Rock, but I've been inside of it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. This is like you went there for the...
No.
I feel like I probably have been in Empire State Building, but it could have been like any building, so probably not.
It's funny because she's like, this is the list to see who's the most experienced New Yorker, and I actually feel like most real New Yorkers haven't done any of
this. Have not been there.
Okay. Next one.
Okay. Never have I ever taken the Staten Island Ferry.
Never.
Okay. All no's.
Okay. Yeah. Never had I ever had a meal at Per Se.
Never.
Is Per Se also the one from American Psycho, or what restaurant was that?
I think it is.
No, it might have been mentioned, but that is Dorsia.
I gotta watch that.
Was Per Se from Sex and the City? I don't know.
It's just like supposed to be like the most iconic New York City expensive restaurant, but like overrated. Sammy,
never have I ever been to a strip club or male review.
I mean, I have, but not in New York City.
Yeah, same. I have, but not in New York. So I'm gonna give ourselves a point for that.
Okay. Yeah, we went in. Okay. Where did we go? We went in Vegas. No,
I went in Vegas.
Yeah, I went in Vegas.
A male review is like a Chippendales thing.
I think
I've definitely been to Chippendales.
Yeah. I've been a couple.
I think I had my birthday at Chippendales. I think I had my birthday.
Yeah, you had a birthday like almost in high school. I think at like one of those.
Oh God, that's embarrassing. All right. Okay, go.
Never have I ever seen the Times Square ball drop in person.
Never.
So cold.
Crowded.
That sounds like a literal nightmare to me. You couldn't pay me to do that.
You could pay me, but like a lot of money.
I don't like crowds. Times Square. You know, I mean, I feel like it's cool when it's so bright and you're driving through it.
Yeah.
But you need to be getting out of it quickly. I really like Penn Station is rough, but I think they've redone it really nicely recently.
They have.
Would you date someone who lives there?
In Penn Station?
No, in Times Square. Like in the heart of Times Square.
If he were perfect, otherwise, maybe.
Everything else is perfect. You're okay. Okay.
Yeah. If everything else is perfect and he just happens to, because a lot of people actually work at like One Penn Plaza and they just live. I guess that's also like not close though. That's like 30.
Penn Plaza is not Times Square,
is Penn. No, that's not Times Square, right? No, Times Square, like they're living in the heart of like Broadway. What if they're a Broadway actor?
They can work there, not live there.
So they work at like Bubba Gum Shrimp.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sure. I don't think that place is open anymore, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's an institution.
Okay.
Times Square is really fun for Broadway. 100%. I love Times Square for Broadway. But, you know, to live and to casually peruse, not so fun. Okay, last one. Never have I ever attended the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Never.
No.
Never. Nightmare also.
I once was near the floats because my apartment was near where it like started, but I would not say that I attended it.
I once attended the Columbus Day Parade accidentally, and I saw Bill de Blasio when he was first elected, like, you know, being really tall and like waving at people. And I was like, oh, he's the new guy. That was really long time ago.
I once had a Thanksgiving Eve situation where I wound up sleeping in the city and had to get back on Thanksgiving, which you could not do because of that fucking parade with like blocking off every single street, and you had to get back to Long Island. And that was a nightmare.
Wow.
Do you remember Thanksgiving Eve in the city?
Yes. Thanksgiving Eve was like fun. A thing. You go out Thanksgiving Eve. Oh, and you didn't make it back on the 3:15?
No, I stayed the night in the city.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, does Mike hear you right now?
He's next to me. It's okay.
Okay, how many points do we have?
So I have 2 points.
Okay. I have 3.
I'm the least experienced New Yorker. Or the most, you could argue.
I think I'm just the most cliche New Yorker. Let's just call it that.
Okay.
Fair. On. You're the most touristy New Yorker.
I am.
You win. And so that is it for the 4th episode of this season of At Betches. We will be back next week.
And in the next episode, we will be talking all about our mid-20s and revealing everything we would have done differently. And Sammy's going to tell the story of her first engagement.
Yes.
In the meantime, check out Betches.com.
And be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the At Betches podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the show. Follow me at Sammy.
Follow me at Jordana Abraham.
And follow me at Aileen. And of course, follow at Betches, if you don't already, on Instagram. Send your advice emails to podcast@betches.com. And until next time, this has been the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Dana Samuel. Editing by Sean Kilby and Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow at Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.